This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kirk Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. Starting with live theater, in Raleigh, we have Mad Libs on Sunday, September 14th. It's a 3 o'clock show at Raleigh's Raleigh Little Theater. They're located at 301 Polk Street. Their number is 919-321-3111. You can get a free ticket for your driver. Be sure to ask. This is reserved seating, so the sooner you place your order, the better seats you'll get. Get ready to laugh, sing, and fill in the blanks. Mad Libs Live is a high-energy musical where you help create the show. Four quirky teens are competing on the hit TV show Teen Superstars, but just before they go on, they discover some of their songs are missing words. That's where the audience comes in. You'll suggest a variety of nouns, verbs, and adjectives, and the cast will perform a one-of-a-kind version of the show based on your answers. Every performance is totally different and totally hilarious. Runtime is approximately 60 minutes. This show is recommended for audiences age 6 and up. The music is by Jeff Thompson. Book and lyrics are by Robin Rothstein. And this is directed by Amy and Brian Pridgen. Tickets for adults are $23. Children 12 and under are $20. Remember, you can get a free ticket for your driver. And their number, once again, is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111 for the Sunday, September 14th production of Mad Libs, 3 o'clock at Raleigh's Raleigh Little Theater. Over in Durham, on Saturday, October 11th, The Sound of Music plays at 2 p.m. at DPAC. That's Durham Performing Arts Center at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Their number is 919-680-2787. One of the most loved musicals of all time. For 65 years, The Sound of Music has been one of our favorite things, with its timeless story and irresistibly charming score. This Rodgers and Hammerstein classic isn't just meant to be enjoyed, it's meant to be shared. Now, a critically acclaimed North American tour brings the cherished musical to stages across the country to teach a new generation how to sing. Directed by three-time Tony Award winner Jack O'Brien, this vibrant and romantic tale of Maria and the Von Trapp family will captivate audiences with its universal themes of love, resilience, and the power of music, featuring beloved songs like Do Re Mi, 16 Going on 17, and Edelweiss. The Sound of Music is the iconic tale of a spirited nun who chooses not to live behind closed doors and, by following her heart, learns to climb every mountain. The Sound of Music features music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, and book by Howard Lindsay and Russell Krauss. Suggested by the Trapp Family Singers by Maria Augusta Trapp. 2025 marks the 65th anniversary of the Oscar-winning film, which continues to be one of the most successful movie musicals of all time. Tickets start at $45. The number at DPAC is 919-680-2787. Again, that is 919-680-2787. In Greensboro, on Saturday, September 27th at 2 p.m., and Sunday, September 28th at 1 p.m., Walt Disney's Beauty and the Beast will be playing at the Tangier Center. That's at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Their number is 336 1-800-333-6500. Disney's newest blockbuster. Be our guest at Beauty and the Beast, Disney's first North American touring production of the beloved musical in over 25 years. This enchanting and timeless tale, filled with the romance and grandeur audiences know and love, has been brought to life like never before. With spectacular new sets and dazzling costumes, the show boasts the Oscar-winning and Tony Award-nominated score, including the classical songs Be Our Guest and Beauty and the Beast. Reuniting to create this new production are members of the original Tony Award-winning artistic team, including composer Alan Menken, lyricist Tim Rice, book writer Linda Wolverton, with direction and choreography by Matt West, scenic design by Stanley A. Meyer, costume design by Anne Wooldward, and lighting design by Natasha Katz. Beauty and the Beast is the beloved musical that will fill your heart with joy and with Disney magic. Tickets start at $33. Their box office is at 336-333-6500. Again, that is 336-333-6500. And this, once again, is Disney's Beauty and the Beast playing at the Tanger Center on Saturday, September 27th at 2 p.m. and on Sunday, September 28th at 1 p.m. And the Tanger Center is located at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. And now for the movies. First, I'll give you a list, and then I'll come back with a blurb about each one. First, there's a comedy crime thriller called Caught Stealing, and then an action and adventure drama sports movie called F1, The Movie. This one is rated PG-13, and Caught Stealing was rated R. Freakier Friday is rated PG. It's a comedy for kids and family, sci-fi and fantasy. Hamilton, rated PG-13. It's a biography, drama, history musical. Honey Don't is rated R, comedy, crime, mystery, thriller. Jaws, the original from 1975, rated PG, is action and adventure, drama, horror, thriller. Jurassic World from 2015 is PG-13, action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. Light of the World, rated PG, is animation. It's a drama for kids and family. Nobody 2, rated R, is action and adventure. It's comedy, crime, and thriller. Splitsville, rated R, is a comedy. Superman, PG-13, it's action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy, and of course it's superhero. The Bad Guys 2, rated PG, is action and adventure, animation, comedy, crime. The Conjuring, Last Rites, rated R, is a horror mystery thriller. The Fantastic Four, First Steps, PG-13, action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy, superhero. The Naked Gun, PG-13, action and adventure, comedy, crime. The Roses, rated R, is a comedy. The Threesome, rated R, is a comedy, drama, romance. Twinless, rated R, is a comedy, drama. And Weapons, rated R, is a horror mystery film. Burned out ex-baseball player Hank Thompson unexpectedly finds himself embroiled in a dangerous struggle for survival amidst the criminal underbelly of 1990s New York City, forced to navigate a treacherous underworld he never imagined. This is directed by Darren Aronofsky. It stars Austin Butler, Regina King, Zoe Kravitz, Matt Smith, Liev Schreiber, and Vincent D'Onofrio. F1 the Movie, another 2025 movie, is PG-13, action and adventure, drama, sports. A Formula One driver comes out of retirement to mentor and team up with a younger driver. Directed by Joseph Kosinski, it stars Brad Pitt, Damson Idris, and Javier Bardem. Freakier Friday, another 2025 movie rated PG. It's a comedy for kids and family. It's also sci-fi and fantasy. 22 years after Tess and Anna endured an identity crisis, Anna now has a daughter and a soon-to-be stepdaughter. As they navigate the challenges that come when two families merge, Tess and Anna discover that lightning might strike twice. This is directed by Nisha Ganatra. It stars Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan, and Julia Butters. Hamilton, from 2020, is rated PG-13. It's a biography, drama, historical musical. The real life of one of America's foremost founding fathers and Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton. This is captured live on Broadway from the Richard Rogers Theater with the original Broadway cast. It's directed by Thomas Kail. It stars Lin-Manuel, Miranda Philippa, and Leslie Odom Jr. Honey Don't is a 2025 R-rated comedy crime mystery thriller. It's a dark comedy about small-town private investigator Honey O'Donohue, who delves into a series of strange deaths tied to a mysterious church. It's directed by Ethan Coen. It stars Margaret Qualley, Aubrey Plaza, and Chris Evans. Jaws, from 1975, rated PG. It's action and adventure, drama, horror, thriller. When a massive killer shark unleashes chaos on a beach community off Long Island, it's up to the local police chief, a marine biologist, and an old seafarer to hunt the beast down. This is directed by Steven Spielberg. It stars Roy Scheider, Robert Shaw, and Richard Dreyfuss. Jurassic World, from 2015, is rated PG-13. It's an action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy. A new theme park, built on the original site of Jurassic Park, generates a genetically modified hybrid dinosaur, the Indominus Rex, which escapes containment and goes on a killing spree. This is directed by Colin Trevorrow. It stars Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas, and Howard Ty Simpkins. Light of the World, from 2025, is a PG animation drama for kids and family. It follows Jesus' life from ministry beginnings through crucifixion, resurrection, as seen through Apostle John's eyes. The directors are Tom Bancroft and John J. Schaefer. It stars Ian Hanlon, Benjamin Jacobson, and Michael Brenier. Nobody 2, a 2025 R-rated action and adventure comedy drama thriller. Suburban dad Hutch Mansell, a former lethal assassin, is pulled back into his violent past after thwarting a home invasion, setting off a chain of events. It's directed by Timo Chahanto. It stars Rob Odenkirk, Connie Nielsen, and Christopher Lloyd. Splitsville is a 2025 R-rated comedy. When Ashley asks for a divorce, the good-natured Carrie runs to his friends Julie and Paul for support. Their secret to happiness is an open marriage. That is, until Carrie crosses the line and throws all of their relationships into chaos. This is directed by Michelangelo Covino. It stars Dakota Johnson, Adria Arjona, and Kyle Marvin. Superman, a 2025 PG action and adventure film. It's sci-fi and fantasy and superhero. Superman must reconcile his alien Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing as reporter Clark Kent. As the embodiment of truth, justice, and the human way, he finds himself in a world that views these as old-fashioned. It's directed by James Gunn. It stars David Corenswet, Rachel Brosnahan, and Nicholas Hoult. The Bad Guys 2 is a 2025 PG action and adventure animation comedy crime film. The bad guys are struggling to find trust and acceptance in their newly minted lives as good guys. They are pulled out of retirement and forced to do one last job by an all-female squad of criminals. The directors are J.P. Sans and Pierre Perifel. It stars Sam Rockwell, Mark Maron, and Awkwafina. The Conjuring, Last Rites, is a 2025 R-rated horror mystery thriller. Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren take on one last terrifying case involving mysterious entities they must confront. This is directed by Michael Chavez. It stars Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson, and Mia Tomlinson. The Fantastic Four, First Steps, is a 2025 PG-13 action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy, superhero movie. Forced to balance their roles as heroes with the strength of their family bond, the Fantastic Four must defend Earth from a ravenous space god called Galactus and his enigmatic herald, the Silver Surfer. The director is Matt Shackman. It stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and Eben Moss Bachrach. The Naked Gun from 2025 is rated PG-13. It's an action and adventure comedy crime film. Only one man has the particular set of skills to lead police squad and save the world. The director is Akiva Schaffer. It stars Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson, and Paul Walter Hauser. The Roses from 2025 is an R-rated comedy. A tinderbox of competition and resentments underneath the facade of a picture-perfect couple is ignited when the husband's professional dreams come crashing down. It's directed by Jay Roach. It stars Olivia Colman, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Kate McKinnon. The Threesome is a 2025 R-rated comedy-drama-romance. A young man's perennial crush leads him into an unexpected threesome. He thinks it's his ultimate fantasy come true. When the fantasy ends, all three are left with sobering, real-world consequences to take responsibility for their actions. The director is Chad Hartigan. It stars Zoe Deutsch, Jonah Hauer King, and Ruby Cruz. Twinless is a 2025 R-rated comedy drama in which two grieving men bond in a support group and form an unlikely friendship. The director is James Sweeney. It stars Dylan O'Brien, Lauren Graham, and Akira Shantaranonde. And finally, Weapons. It's a 2025 R-rated horror mystery. It's directed by Zach Greger, and it stars Julia Garner, Josh Brolin, and Alden Ehrenreich. When all but one child from the same class mysteriously vanish on the same night at exactly the same time, a community is left questioning who or what is behind their disappearance. Of all these movies, the one that struck me as the most interesting was Caught Stealing. And so I'm going to read to you from James Berardinelli's review of it. This is from realviews.org. Mr. Berardinelli says, three things occurred to me while watching Caught Stealing. First, it's the best work director Darren Aronofsky has done since 2010's Black Swan. Second, in addition to being set in the late 1990s, it embraces the indie filmmaking aesthetic of the era. Finally, it often feels like something the Coen brothers might have made. The familiar elements are there, darkly comic moments, sudden deaths, and bursts of violence. At 105 minutes, it's a satisfying excursion into the mostly non-touristy corners of New York, a vision far from Woody Allen's romanticized cityscape. Releasing a movie over Labor Day weekend is a distributor's way of casting a no-confidence vote. Given the storyline, that's somewhat understandable. Caught Stealing will probably play just as well as a streaming title as in a theater. It's strong on character development and suspense, but light on big-screen spectacle. Regardless of the release date, it was never destined to make a major splash. Still, it's disappointing to see the film relegated to what has long been considered the weakest weekend of the year for movie openings. Caught Stealing is one of those crime movies where the protagonist gets pulled in as the result of a mistake and soon finds himself overwhelmed by a series of seemingly improbable events that transform him from a bystander to a figure at the center of a maelstrom of malfeasance and murder. Hitchcock loved these kinds of stories, although his characters were often more upstanding. A lot of what unfolds has a familiar feel, but although Aronofsky is content not to reinvent the wheel, he does a good job figuring out how to keep things rolling. Austin Butler, as fully committed here as in any of his recent high-profile roles, plays an ex-baseball phenom, Hank Thompson, whose once promising career crashed and burned along with the car he was driving under the influence. The accident, brought on by too much alcohol, a youthful sense of indestructibility, and a wayward cow in the road, shattered his leg and killed his best friend. Years later, Hank still hasn't recovered. He lives in a shabby New York City tenement, tends bar at a seedy dive, sleeps with his EMT girlfriend Yvonne, played by Zoe Kravitz, and calls his mother every day to talk about the Giants' wildcard pursuit. Things start to unravel when Hank's next-door neighbor, Russ, Matt Smith, sporting a mohawk instead of a fez, asks him to cat-sit while he travels to London to visit his dying father. Unbeknownst to Hank, Russ is tangled up in a high-stakes swindle involving the Russian mob, crooked cops, and two seemingly harmless Hasidic gangsters, Lippa, played by Liev Schreiber, and Shmuley, played by Vincent D'Onofrio, who keep Shabbat as faithfully as they kill innocents to make a point. When Russ vanishes, everyone assumes Hank knows more than he does, and his ignorance doesn't spare him from a savage beating at the hands of two skinhead thugs, played by Yuri Kokolnikov and Nikita Khrushchev. Charlie Huston's screenplay, based on his own novel, unfolds as a weird tale of redemption for a character who begins thoroughly unlikable but gradually evolves as the story unfolds. Whether the Coen brothers' vibe is deliberate or not, it's unmistakable, especially in the figures of Lippa and Shmuley, who feel as though they've wandered in from an unproduced Coen's script. That aspect alone elevates Caught Stealing above the level of an ordinary seedy crime story. Baseball fans with a long memory and fondness for nostalgia will appreciate the attention to detail paid to the Major League Baseball standings, which track the last month of the season with authenticity. And the sex scene feels like a throwback to days when nudity wasn't shunned in R-rated films. Aronofsky has assembled an eclectic roster of character actors to support Butler. They know their place, shining in the shadows without ever pulling focus from the lead. The standouts are Liev Schreiber and Vincent D'Onofrio, followed closely by Matt Smith, who continues to choose roles that push his Doctor Who frame further into the rear view. Zoe Kravitz and Regina King are excellent but underused, each playing parts that might have benefited from more substance. Meanwhile, veterans Carol Kane and Griffin Dunn turn up in small but recognizable roles, and a surprise cameo during a mid-credits scene makes it worth sticking around. With Caught Stealing, there's a sense that Aronofsky may have finally rediscovered what once made him the most exciting young director of the late 1990s and 2000s. His more recent output, The Bizarre Noah, The Incomprehensible Mother, and the overrated The Whale, suggested a filmmaker groping for material that worked. Here he seems to have found it. Caught Stealing gives him the right canvas, and he delivers with enough style to lift the film above the B-movie neo-noir roots of its screenplay. Mr. Berardinelli, by the way, gives this film 3 out of a possible 4 stars. Of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC. theatres.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.